Hopefully we didn't lose them. Okay. So basically they say that there is this coincidence thingy, that it was created by coincidence. By coincidence, it's not created by a creator. And this is very difficult to believe. It is too complicated to be created by incident, or by coincidence, I'm sorry, by coincidence. It's too complicated. You can't really believe that this sophisticated human body and these sophisticated planets, okay, and these animals and all of these earth, space, it's very difficult to believe that those are created by coincidence, because it's not really possible. It's the possibility, the probability is zero. The probability is very, very, very slim. It's zero. Okay? So, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim, Alhamdulillahi, praise be to Allah, Ar-Rahman, Ar-Rahim. There's something here. Do you notice something? When I say, Alhamdulillahi, Rabb. Okay, we talked about Rabb. What's Rabb? Lord or owner or creator or maker. Al-Alameen is worlds. Wait a minute. Do we have one world or many?
Many.
So this is included in Rabb, huh? Al-Alameen. Not Rabbul Alam, which is the world. No, it's Rabbul Alameen. All these creations. Allah is the Rabb. Is there anything in existence that Allah is not a Rabb for? No. He's a Rabb of everything. He's the owner of everything. By the way, we sometimes use Rabb not for Allah. Like, for example, the head of the household is called Rabbul Bayt. So I am Rabbul Bayt means I'm the father of the house, the head of the household. And then the wife in the household is called Rabbat al-Bayt. Rabbat al-Bayt. So it's used by humans, yes, and it's nothing wrong with it. But Rabbul Alameen is specific for Allah. Rabbul Alameen. Then, surprisingly, it's Allah said, after that, Allah said, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Repeated Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim again. Can you think of any reason for Allah to say, Bismillah Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, and then, Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim again?
Emphasize.
What else? Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. No, there is no word here that indicates. He wants to be known by Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. That's all a good answer. But it's not the answer I'm looking for. The answer I'm looking for is that Allah repeated Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Why? Because, go back a little bit, Rabbul Alameen, the owner. If Allah is our owner, then we are his
slaves.
So immediately the meaning of slavery comes into your mind. Rabbul Alameen, the Lord. So Lord, slavery, right? So what comes with slavery? Slavery is so harsh. Who wants to be a slave? Nobody. Slavery is really, really, really harsh and hard. Slavery. Rabbul Alameen. Rabb al-Alameen, we are his slaves. So, in order to, because slaves are associated with whipping, killing, beating, harshness, you know, abusing, all of these. But when Allah said Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, he said, this slavery is not slavery to anybody. It is a slavery to Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. So remind you, yes, you are my slaves, but I am Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Slavery to Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim is totally different than slavery to other people. Okay? So basically, if you look at it, you can see that Allah does not take much of our time. Okay? Allah's slavery to Allah is very kind of not difficult. It's available for everybody, and everybody can do it. What is slavery to Allah? Basically, it is to worship, to pray to Allah and pay zakah. So basically, it's that simple. It's to pray to Allah and pay zakat. Is there anything hard? So prayers and zakat and fasting in Ramadan, you know, these five pillars, are they hard? Salah, is it hard? Somehow people are stuck with this salah. They don't want to think about it or do it. I mean, it's not just like 5 minutes each prayer, 5-10 minutes. Is it hard? I mean, look, Allah gave you 24 hours and He wants you to give few minutes to pray to Him. Just few minutes to pray to Him. On the other hand, wage slaves, you know what wage slaves are? Wages, like paycheck. Wage slaves, you know who are wage slaves? Everybody who works, okay, he's sort of a wage slave. It's a slave for the income or the pay, okay? Wage slaves, the income, we are slaves of our income. Why? Because we work so hard to get the income or our wages. To get our wages, we work so hard. And how long do we have to work for our wages? How long? 9 hours? 8 hours? How long your dad goes to work?
Eleven hours?
10 hours. 8 hours. So the least, I mean, really, you are wage slave. You are an income slave to your income, your paycheck. You're a slave to your paycheck. And look how much you're being, how long and how harsh. Look, you have to work hard for 8 hours, okay? Let's take that picture. Okay. So, slavery to Rahman or Rahim is very nice. Why? 5 times prayers, fasting, Hajj if you can, you know, paying zakat if you have money. Allah gives you. Yeah, I took pictures every day.
I realized I have money for what?
Oh, you have money?
Yeah,
it's for you. It's for the teacher. You pay the teacher. Okay. All right, everybody. So, the Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, that means slavery to Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim, Rabbil Alameen. You have to work hard and work long hours. And you get really very tired because you're a slave of income, slave of wages. But however, what does it take to be a slave of Allah? Much, much less effort and much, much less time. So really, really, it's really not, I mean, it is really, we really can't justify. There's no justification for you to spend 8 hours working and to spend 8 hours working and spend this much effort, okay, to money and not to Allah. You know, when I go to pray Fajr, on the road, I find a lot of people. All of them are going where?
Work.
To work. And I'm going to Fajr. Okay? You see it? So because they are slaves, they wake up and leave at Fajr time. Because they are a slave of income. Okay. I'm waking not because I'm a slave of income, because I'm a slave of
Allah.
You see? So we both are awake and we both are driving the cars. And we both just woke up. This is the first thing we do. But the wage slaves are going to work, the slaves of Allah are going for Fajr. And then what after they go to Fajr? They do what? Go to work. So slavery to other than Allah is very, very harsh.
How often do we have to give zakat? I know it's 2.5% of our salary, but how often? Is it once a year?
Once a year, yes. Okay. Once a year, you give zakat. Okay, 2.5%. Look, Allah, how much did He give you? 100. And He's asking for?
$2.50
for every 100. Or like for every 1,000, He's asking for 25. Really? Give you 1,000 and you don't want to pay the 25? That's really, really nasty. You know? That's very, very dumb. How come you are willing... You are taking $1,000 which Allah gave to you, and then you don't want to pay $25 for it. See how nice and kind the slavery to Allah? You get 100, you get 1,000, pay 25. 25 of income or savings? Huh? 25 of?
Savings.
That's exactly right. Saving for how long?
1 year.
Whatever you saved for 1 year, okay, you end... By the end of the year, you have to pay $25. $25 for every 1,000. So what I do to make it easy, not complicated, I look at how much money I have in the bank on Ramadan. Let's make it very simple. Okay? How much money do I have in the bank in Ramadan? I look there, I find, let's say, $10,000. So I pay zakat $250 without... going into detailed calculations. If you want to go into detailed calculations, then you have to take the saving of January, pay zakat in the next January. Take the saving of February, pay the zakat in the following February. Okay? If you want to go accurate. And that is not a good idea because it gets complicated. So to make it easy, just at the end of the year or like a Ramadan. Why Ramadan? Because 70 times, right? Any mandatory worship, any of the five pillars that you do during Ramadan, multiplied by 70 times, okay? And then how about the optional worship, like the optional prayer? It counts as if it is obligatory prayer. You know, which prayer is more valuable and loved by Allah? The optional or the obligatory? No, the obligatory prayers. So, the optional is not as dear to Allah as the obligatory prayer. The optional is less valuable in the eyes of Allah than obligatory prayers. And this is why, if you do optional, you don't have... If you do optional without doing obligatory, then Allah doesn't reward you. Allah gets angry at you. Like if you, for example, fast Mondays and Thursday, which is optional, but you don't fast Ramadan, then it's not acceptable, right? So when you do something optional, like if you pray sunnah, but you don't pray obligatory, which is optional and obligatory, then Allah is not going to accept the option. So in the Ramadan, any optional deed counts as, obligatory deed. And any obligatory deed counts as 70 times and sometimes more than 70 times. Sometimes 700 times. Allah is so generous. So it depends on who you are. This multiplication is going to grow bigger or is going to go bigger or smaller. Okay? Alright. So here is Rabb Rahman Ar-Rahim. So we say Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim is repeated again because Rabbul Alameen implies that we are slaves. Slavery is harsh, but slavery to anybody is harsh, but slavery to Rabbul Alameen is mercy. He's not exhausting our time, he's not exhausting our life, he's not exhausted our resources. He's just asking us for very little if what he already gave to us. Ar-Rahman Ar-Rahim. Okay, Maliki Yawm al-Din. What's the meaning of Malik?
King.
You know, if you read it using the Warsh reading, if you read it using the Hafs reading, it says Malik. If you're reading it with Warsh and other readings, you say Malik. So how many times you prime the Imam? One says Malik Yawm al-Din, the other one says
Malik Yawm al-Din.
Maliki Yawm al-Din. Remember the homework question? That both are correct, but it depends which way you read in Quran. Now, Malik is king. Malik is owner. Owner. Now, let me ask you a question. Allah says, He says, Malik Yawm al-Din. What is Yawm al-Din? Yawm al-Din is Yawmul Qiyamah. That's right. Which is the day of judgment. That's there. So Allah says, I am the king of the day of judgment, or I am the owner of the day of judgment. Do you notice something weird here? When Allah says, I am the Lord, I am the king of the day of judgment. Isn't Allah king now? He's king now, right? So why is he saying that he's the king of the day of judgment? Huh? Yes?
Because that's when everyone knows if he's king. Like, in other religions, they might not
believe it. Okay. Related. Like, not exactly what I'm looking for. Okay. What I'm looking for, or the answer is that he is Malik in this life. However, he's the king of. He's also king in this life. However, he allowed other kings to exist, coexist, right? So King X, King Y, King Saudi Arabia, King blah blah, President of United States, you know, he allowed other kings to coexist, right? He allows them. Why is he allowing them? For the purpose of testing us, right? For the purpose of testing us. So he allowed them to coexist. However, in the day of judgment, would Allah allow any king to exist?
No.
He is the only king. So when we say Malik Yawm al-Din, means he's the only king in the day of judgment. Is Allah the only king in this life?
No.
No. Is he the only king in the hereafter? Yes. And this is why he said Malik Yawm al-Din. Okay. Remember that, do you remember when we talked about spiritual vitamins? Spiritual vitamins, which are like motivations. Aren't we motivated by the day of judgment? How much the day of judgment motivates us? The good believers, how much motivation they get from the day of judgment? A lot. Yes. So the day of judgment is a motive, a good motive. A good motive for people. A good motive for people who are good people. And they are looking forward towards that day of judgment. So, why, if there is no day of judgment, why do you have to sacrifice money and pay zakat? If there's no day of judgment, why should I? Why should I fight my temptation? Really? You're fighting your temptations. We are all fighting our temptations and lower desires. If there's no day of judgment, why are we doing it? Give me one good reason. For the sake of Allah, give me one reason. If there's no day of judgment, why would I do sacrifice precious time, precious effort for the sake of Allah?
But aren't there like good people out there? Like, for example, I know some atheists, they donate and all, even though they don't believe in an afterlife.
Oh yeah, because they want to, when you're a good person, generally most people enjoy being a good person, you know, because other people appreciate you and you feel good about yourself. But he's talking about most people in general.
Most people in general, I mean the ones who are atheists, they will not do something that, they won't go to Hajj. Okay? They won't pray. Okay? They want fast. Okay? They do good deeds, yes. Just like Zainab said, it's for the sake of, they feel good about doing good deeds. But they are not doing it for Jannah, right? Let me ask you a question. If you're doing a good deed, not for Jannah, would Allah give you Jannah?
No.
You didn't do it because you want Jannah, right? In order for Allah to give you Jannah, you have to want Jannah in your deeds. So I'm doing this because I want Jannah. You got it? You understand? Okay? But if you do it for show off, you don't want Jannah. You're doing it for recognition. You see the point here? So, for someone, let's say, like me, for example, is it convenient for me to go to Fajr prayer, for example, in the masjid? It's not convenient. But why am I doing it? For the sick, because I want Jannah. Because I want Jannah. If I donate money, is it better to keep the money for myself or give it away? Give it away. It's better to keep it. But why am I giving it away? Because I want Jannah. See? Yes?
I have a question. At what point, where is it not mandatory to give zakat? Like, how poor do you have to be not to give zakat? Or do you always have to be giving zakat?
There is a minimum amount that you must have, okay, to give zakat. So the minimum amount is like $120, something like that. So if you have more than $120, then you pay zakat.
What if you have less?
Then you don't have to pay zakat.
But if you do, it's still...
It becomes optional.
Okay.
And you're not encouraged to do it because your children and your family are so needy. So you're encouraged to take care of your family first. And if you have $125 only, you better take good care of your family and not give it away. But you understand here? You understand the concept? So, when Allah says, Maliki Yawm al-Din, when Allah says, Yawm al-Din, what that rings a bell? What's that bell? Huh? I want to do things for Jannah. It rings a bell, which is yes. Jannah, Maliki Yawm al-Din, Jannah, or hellfire, Maliki Yawm al-Din. You guys are students in this class? Okay, Maliki Yawm al-Din. Okay? All right, so we're going to stop here at Maliki Yawm al-Din and continue next week, inshallah.